Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Blog Talk Radio coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege and I am surely honored to be able to do this show on a nice, beautiful evening called Monday evening. And surely I pray that most people went away for the weekend and hope that your loved ones came back safely. A lot of accidents occur, but it does that on all holidays. My mother taught me, do not go and travel on holidays. Well, that was kind of easy for me because when she told me, I wasn't driving. However, when I began to drive, I was following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased and grant him paradise. He taught us at home and do not celebrate these holidays. So I was protected. I didn't travel on the holidays. We stayed at home. And we had the soldiers trying to build something in our community. And we did a wonderful job in doing so. He taught us that the idle mind is a devil workshop. That's right. When you idle, this is why Dhikr Allahu Akbar is so important, brothers and sisters. When you're by yourself, what do? You Dhikr Allahu Akbar. And that is the greatest moment of your life when you're thinking and reflecting on God himself. And it allows you to grow. Sometimes that I can be somewhere with my family and they say, is something wrong? I said, no, why do you think that? You're so quiet and you look like you're serious. Well, I didn't want anybody to think that I'm spooky and I'm dicking Allah or Akbar in my mind, hoping that Allah would send me some things that I need to know. And these are the things that we don't understand in our religion. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. We give credit to Allah. We can't say in the name of Allah, because we are not big to come in God's name. God stands alone. He has no partners, no associates whatsoever. So Imam Walid Muhammad, and I'm a student of Imam Walid Muhammad, taught us to say with God's name. Because when you come with God, you are safe. You should always want God with you. Well, he's with you without you being conscious and knowing that he's with you. How is that, Murad? He's close to you than your jugular vein. So that means he's near. When Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, was at war, and that was a terrible battle, they was outnumbered, and the Prophet didn't know what to really say to his companions. But the angel said, tell them that God is near. So they won that battle. Why? They believed it. They believe it. You hear and you believe. Today we would like to define what God says. But I do understand now. I have a great understanding what is the confusion. And the confusion is simple. The confusion is that we Muslims in Al-Islam all around the world does not understand the difference in Arabic and the difference in Arabia. The second one is God himself. The first one is the language of the Arabs. 1400 years ago. And if you don't study the Arabs, you wouldn't know them. For the African American was deaf, dumb, and blind. And that's because
we African Americans, everything that was good in us was poured out of us. So we was an empty vase. We had nothing in us. And so you can't say that we was born unintelligent and we was raised unintelligent. Every human being comes out of the womb, including the Arabs, was intelligent around the country. The Russians, the Jews, the Christians, you name them, they all was intelligent. However, society gets them off that path, that straight path, the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, so they lose their sense of direction. And my God, when that happens, you can become so unintelligent and not knowing. Well, that's what happened to the Arabs. They was the worst hypocrite, and they was the worst backstabbers and liars and cheats. It was called the Dirty Arabs. Now, some people say the Desert Arabs, but they was calling them the Dirty Arabs. And they was so lost of intelligence that they walked around the Kaaba. Now, we African Americans in America, we didn't walk around the Kaaba. We knew nothing about the Kaaba. Of course, we weren't taught it. But they walked around the Kaaba butt naked. And if they had something around them that at least they covered their privacy, some of them didn't. But the woman did. She covered her privacy, but she didn't cover her bosom. So it was normal all over the world, even Africa. The women walked around showing their bosom. And they didn't mind that because they was having babies after babies after babies. And the baby have to eat. And the baby's not going to pull your blouse up or go through your clothing. It's right there. So they carried the baby in their arms, and the baby want to eat, the baby eat wherever they were. Today, you get caught pulling your breasts out, they want to lock you up. They want to charge you with some indecent exposure, and you get a fine. They'll give you a ticket. They'll give you anything to stop you from doing what they're supposed to do. And this is what happens. But as time goes on, they start letting the females in this day and time to feed their child. But they ask them, can they be modest, meaning don't let everybody see your breast, see your nipple. Well, that do make common sense, but that didn't work in this part of the country. But the Arabs went a little further. The Arabs used to kill the female child. Yes, to put them in the sand, stick their arms out. When the arm fall, they knew they was dead. Why did they do that? They murderers? No, they thought it was a curse because they couldn't produce anything. Only man could produce. But they didn't understand that man can eject all he wants in the air, wherever, but if it don't go into that female, he's not going to be reincarnated. Reincarnated of who? Of his offspring. So you will have something grow up, look like you, walk like you, talk like you, and you're going to have fun with that child. And they want a male child, because the male child to them being recreated is who's going to rule the world. But they had no clue, if they keep killing all the females, that they will not be able to carry on in society. So Allah had to send him somebody to clean him up. But he was so merciful that Allah's language, Arabia allowed their language to be so close, very, very close. That's why when they began to learn the Arabia, they was able to recite it because they was poets. and they had a very photostatic memory, and they can chat in their own language. So when it came so be able to chat that, they did very well with it. But that was the mercy of Allah. So those who lived in Asia and those who lived in Africa and those who lived in Europe, those who lived around the world with different languages, you had to struggle to learn the Arabic. But most people go and learn Arabic so they can converse with the Arabs. We here in America, we didn't want that. We didn't have time for that because we didn't have no culture. We didn't have no language. We didn't have the things that other people had. So it wasn't that we were born unintelligent, and it wasn't that the Arabs was born unintelligent. It was how they was raised. Well, the white man in America made us deaf, dumb, and blind, and pour out of us everything that was in us, our culture, our language, our belief in God, and who is God. So we lost all of that. But Allah was merciful and sent one to us. And that's what I like to talk about this evening, to see if I can give you some clear understanding of why we are so confused and why things are happening in the world. And basically, it doesn't make no sense whatsoever, brothers and sisters, that you will get so hung up on things that you shouldn't get hung up on. Allah says, you hear and you obey. And we are still trying to figure out what God means by that. All the way to your grave, you will never, ever be able to say, I got it all. No, there's no beginning in God's language and no ending in his revelation. And we should know that. This broadcast is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, and we come to you 7 days a week. We had the father-son affair, and it was shocking and amazing. And this is why things are happening around us. And we pretty much don't care. I believe you care now. And for the first time, well, I can't say the worst because I remember very distinctly that when I asked to put people in the park and give them all the rides and the games, that a brother came behind me and took it because he had continuity of it. But doesn't matter to me. Something go is not meant to happen. When one door closed, I opened up another. So I went into Bear Stadium. And sometimes I don't recollect that after Juma, you couldn't come to that park. It rained so hard that we had to sit out there and tell people go to that masjid, go that. People came from Boston, Washington, D.C., because why? We promoted it. We had it all in the papers. So I tell people all the time, I said, let's say in this area there's 5,000 people that get the newspaper. Let's use that figure. But if they don't know about it in Philadelphia and New York, and they don't know about Boston or Washington, D.C., and they don't know about it in Texas and Alabama and Mississippi, they don't know about it in Florida, how about Arizona, how about Las Vegas, Nevada? Yes, all over Nevada. Well, that's what I do. And so I put in the newspaper because the paper goes all over. So yes, people flew in because everyone knew if Murad doing something, he's large. And it's a long story what happened. I'm not tonight to talk about that other than I did it. And when my assistant, Joan Adilalau, came in, and she got there about 3 o'clock, but we was feeding 22,000 people. She came in with those sisters, and she told me, this is like Hajj. Men and women in all walks of life came out because that's how we promoted it. And the same brothers, well, I can't say plural, the same brother that took that from us, they had 50. So that's why I said yesterday could not be worse than ever. But it wasn't too good. It wasn't too happy. Because pretty much no one was there. But however, what was a shock and amaze, all the vendors was charging. And we have a track record of feeding the poor, the needy, all the conference of the brothers and sisters that didn't want to cook that day. Well, they got a rude awakening. If you didn't have your food, you had to pay. That disturbed them. And what was in the Muslim Journal, everybody wanted to know, where did this money go? And how much money did they collect it? And who said they should split the money amongst just the imams? Well, when they mentioned those imams' names in the paper, for the first time in the history of father, son, and et cetera affair, none of them was there. Now, I believe the reason they charged everybody, and it's my humble opinion, is because they wanted to say they don't have no money. Because when you see million and there's some more, you say, where did the money go? And you got the excuses that the money went to the lawyers. Now, the judge, he has the right to say, I don't care if I give you $1 million, counselor, and you're going to take 95%, that's not happening. So your fee, and the judge got a right to say this, your fee is 25% and the rest goes to the nonprofit organization. He has that right. And you can ask. And if the judge think he's fair with 40%, he would say you get 40% because that's what they get. But you don't spend no money. Well, nobody tell you that one spent money. And then I heard an imam say he brought the charges. Yes, but you brought the charges on the behalf of the community. And that's the problem. That's the sickness. That they think it's a business. And they control the monies or each one in the masjid. Someone said something very profound. And I would say that they pretty much right. So isn't it amazing all of them only got 5-10 people in their masjid? Now, that was a little extreme because they got at least 20. They all went from hundreds and thousands to 10 people, 20 people. So it's clear evident that something's wrong. And now they got secret meetings. And they move about so you can't get to it. I accidentally walked into that secret meeting, not supposed to be there. But Allah put me there. It was far. Why that driveway out that way? But I didn't know anything about this secret meeting. and why would they come so far out? But I did excuse myself because I didn't know the shore board was having a secret meeting. Secret. Because no one knew they was there. Matter of fact, the meeting that was supposed to be held there while I came was for the Umma. But they postponed it, but never said the shore board is going to be there. Why? It's secret. And they sitting there discussing whatever they're going to discuss. And I greeted the brother who wrote the story. He came out and spoke to me and thanked me that I gave him his accolades. He said none of them even mentioned it. I'm not shocked and amazed. They're not transparent. They don't mention anything. So this is becoming very scary, what's going on today. And tonight, I'm going to address it because it ought to be addressed. You see, brothers and sisters, I can understand that you got men that was so strong back will kill a rock. You had men that would give their life back then. Now, if those men were sitting at that table, I would say, well, they used to fight for that's right, but they are now bullies because can't no one whoop their asset. No one can beat them up. But these are men that never been in the army. What I mean by that, when the going get tough, the tough gets gone. And these men was not in that army. But yet, they act like tough guys, that they're going to just do what the hell they want to do on this army. Now, if I was who I am, I fear nothing. But I didn't believe I had good intentions. I'm going to tell you why. See, when Al Baca was in the war fighting, he knocked his enemy down, took his sword out to take his head off. And the enemy spit in his face. He put his sword back. And the enemy said, why didn't you kill me? He said, we killed in the name of Allah. But when you spit in my face, I didn't know if it was for what you did to me or was it for Allah. That is very profound. So I use that as a metaphor because I could have told them what I really wanted, liars, crooks, deceivers, hypocritical. I can't call them hypocrites because they don't have that kind of knowledge to be a hypocrite. Spineless individuals. I could have said that. But because I walked in there accidentally, it was like they spit in my face and I'm now angry. So I humbly apologize for coming into that meeting unexpected. More important, I wasn't invited. Yes. The angel said, just bow out. And I did. Well, none of those men showed up. Now, somebody can say one or two or three showed up, and you're correct, but it's an exception to the rule, and law doesn't apply. The majority of them did not show up. And, more important, how about the top four? You see, you can bring the bottom four, but how is it that the top four or five didn't show up? Something's wrong with this picture. So everybody was charged. Water was free. You can drink all the water you want. Eat all the watermelon you want. Eat all the fish you want. Eat all the chicken you want. Not yesterday. Cost you $2 for a bottle of water. Some people say a dollar. Whether it was a dollar, 50 cents, why did you charge the people? You see, brothers and sisters, I'm getting to a point that I realize what is happening. And you know what that point is? That we've got everybody else's mind but our own. Because this is not Islam. I'm telling you, a group of young men and women is hurting to say, if you think we gonna dress like that, come into that religion. Today, we too young to be wrapped up from head to toe in this society. Now, brothers and sisters, everyone that is against those people dressing modest, those are the successful ones that's dressed like that. Those are the ones that make things happen in the world. And yet, you got nothing telling people how they ought to dress. And then tell people, this is what God said. Who taught you that? Because you didn't have that mind. You grew up with nothing. You were 400 years in slavery. Well, how did you get that? Who gave that to you? And that's what they're doing today. They're tricking us. They're conning us. And my God, you don't even know who they are. I had a young man said, I can see the Africans. I can see the brothers from Egypt. But when you see a man that grew up in the ghetto with a dress on, and so high, I got a major problem. It makes me sick. And I said, why are you sick, brother? Why are you worried about somebody else's clothing? He said, they don't have their own mind. And my God, he is so right. How you can defend that? We don't have our own mind. We don't understand that God gave us a gift. And we put it in clothing. And we could put it in seclusion. And we put it in that we better now. And we put it in the category, I'm not associating with them. And then you wonder why your children are going astray today. When things was happening, and it is clear, it would be very, it is not happening. Things are happening, and you can see it so clearly. It is happening, and you are responding to man at his will. It is responding to God. So you are doing things that you see is so clear and is happening, so you're responding to it. But are you responding to what God will? Because God wills and man makes things happen. Put in the language, wait to see God comes with his time peace. Wait to see if God comes with his clock with his time peace. What time is it by your clock? You will give us your time. But what time it is by God's clock? He will reveal it at his time. God will have to let us know that when it's his time. So it's not going to come to you when you want it to come. A brother said to me, Murad, you help so many people, man. I need you to help us. I said, how would you like for me to help you? You can go in your pocket and write that check. I said, why would you want my family's money? If I'm successful, you should want my knowledge because my money is soon going to run out. But if you take my knowledge, you can become equal or better. So allow me to give you my knowledge. So he said, I quote him, he said, oh, I ain't going for that. You can write that check right now. I said, well, you don't have patience with Allah? So the brothers was around. Patience, brother, is repetition, continuity, consistently. Give 110%. But it's not coming with you willing it. The patience is God. You don't have patience in God? It's when God wills it. So here it is. What time is it by your clock? Allah don't go by your clock. Allah goes by his timepiece. And I used to read this and say, how do God has a clock? But when we say clock, we believe the clock on the wall. We believe your timepiece on your wrist. God's not interested in that. And nor is he referring to that. But that writer knew that you are not intelligent enough to understand God's time and God's clock. So I believe that was a good scenario because I said, brother, it's not going to happen like that. I want to be an independent man, begged Allah for years. I cut up onions and all kinds of vegetables and cooked food and served it. I had food on the roll. I did many things and it took years before I became successful in my own business. Then I decided to get out of that business. Because I was too hard at working with my hands. I wanted to use my intellectual mind, and I began to travel with Muhammad Ali. I could have got paid real well. I didn't want that. I wanted to see the world, and he was the vehicle. So I pray, oh, God, let me be famous. So I want to be a millionaire. It wasn't until I was about 30 years old. Now I'm handling millions. But then I didn't want a million. I want a billion. It took me to almost 45, 50 years old. Now I'm dealing in the billions. It don't come overnight, brothers and sisters. You got to work for it. But what is the patience? Patience is the endurance. The patience is continuity. The patience is giving it all you can give to 110. You can't give no more. And you wait on your Lord. But you got to take that step. So if you allow me to teach you, you can create your own money. You don't need me. You have to be saved to me. Give the credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's not just money. It's how you see what you read and don't understand that you didn't get that gift yet. You got to work hard. And then when someone gives it to you, you don't understand it. You don't appreciate it. You know, someone give you your automobile. I'm use this as a metaphor. A Bentley. Oh, man, let me just take my girl out tonight. But they get in the car with a pen in their hand. They put it on the chair. The ink runs out on the seat. If they got something sharp by mistake, they cut into the material, not the material, the leather. You say, how that happen? Accidental. Well, why did you give it to them? They don't understand how to keep something like that up. You don't come in the car with an ink pen that's going to drip. You don't come in the car with keys and you just throw it on the seat. you shut the door and you put a little nick in the door because your keys are so big. As you know, most of y'all got 5-6 keys. So it's hard to tell them that. Well, why did you give them a $400,000 automobile to drive? They're not, well, that's a metaphor. When you try to give a baby mine, be here and they're going to just let it go by. But the baby ain't going to say nothing. Give it to an adult with a baby mind, and they're going to fight you. They're going to argue with you. And they'll never once say, let me think about this before I fight it. And so what happens is we have to be retaught. And that's a terrible thing to do. So there's a lot of people of things happening in the mortal world. But to me, it is very clear sign to those who have faith. That's what Allah says. That's what Allah says. There's a lot of things happening. You're going to see a lot of things, and you're going to think this. In this mortal world, Satan is in this mortal world. So he's going to make you think what you can't see. Because why? You're physical. You're physical. This is why the brothers can do what they want, because you're physical. You may like the way they look. May like the way they talk. So you get ripped off, and you get conned, and you get tricked, and they use your name. And so it's a click. It's a click. But you can't see it. And if you tell them, well, brother, I don't know if that's a fact. I don't know if they're doing that. No, you're not even wanting to check it out. So there's a lot of things that's happening in this mortal world. But it don't mean nothing to me, because it's very clear signs to those who have faith. You must have faith. Amongst the mortal world, there's development. It's a sign. What is the sign? Allah is sending us a sign to have faith in God. That's the sign. You have to have faith in God. If you don't have faith in God, you're not going to get it. No, you're not. So what's going on today? You know, just think about it. The parting of the water that is mentioned in the Old Testament of the Bible. Just think about that. How that water parted. I don't know that thought. I know you know about it, but you don't understand it. The crossing of the Red Sea. Moses crossed the Red Sea and the Jordan River. These are signs, most powerful signs that God gives us. But you see it, but you don't understand. All you know how it is quoted. Some of us see changes, things that happen in this world, but we do not do what God asks of us. Do not just see things. Do not reflect on it. Reflect on it as a believer in God. Reflect back to the prophecy, scripture, so you will know what time is by God's clock. Not your clock. Not your clock. The difference in what's going on today is that we get upset because Allah gives one a gift in understanding the Arabic. And Imam Wallace D. Muhammad has that gift. Now, Darnell Kareem is one of the best we got. but come out of his mouth. I remember when he came to Jersey. The reason I gravitated to him, and he loves me and I love him, he said, all my degrees I got in Arabic. And he's a scholar. Everybody know it. There's not too many people live on this in this country who knows what Dom El Karim knows. Taught in the same class with my Washington mom. But he said he went in the classroom and he was teaching. He said he dropped all of his degrees because he saw something he didn't know. And brothers and sisters, is that little line. Sometimes you will see an E, and sometimes you will see a lower E. Just that changes the whole meaning of what you thought you was reading. That's why he felt it. He said, who can see that? No one can see that by the gift from Allah. And that's when he knew he had to listen to Imam Walidi. It's just simple things. We say, As-salamu alaykum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that's good. But in Arabia, you are really giving the greetings to more than one. So we give it to the angels. It's more than one. That's for the angels. But it ain't for the individual. But if you put the word kat, As-salamu alaykum rahmatullahi wa kat, just that just changed it all. Who you greet now? Muhammad the Prophet. Prayers, peace, upon. They don't teach you that. And they won't teach you that because they don't know it. Just the same words with cat, cat you. That alone changes the whole words when Allah is talking to you. These are the things that my teacher taught me. Well, you may not get me to speak all the words at one time. I study just one. Just one word. And I want to know. I have to know what that means. And why do we know what we mean? So Allah bless us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with a teacher that had a gift. So I said, Brother Imam, you know, I don't like hurting people. And I said, you know, I give back what I receive. I do. I do. I'm going to tell you, I honestly do. And I said, Brother Imam, I listen to these brothers and I try sometimes to correct them, but I don't want to feel that I'm hurting their feelings. And he said, no, Allah gives you the gift anyway. And I didn't want to tell him who it was, but I asked him, I said, correct me if I'm wrong. Spoke about the Ijab. And he said, yes. I said, you know, I used to think, until the Imam taught me, that when they took that word Ijab and used it for something physical, it's not what God's talking about. He said, brother, you're right. He said, I know you had to get that from the Imam Walidi Muhammad. Because no one teaches it. He says, it's a gift that our leader had. And I said, well, what was the word used for? He said, it was Allah, not man. Allah. When he sends you a gift of a blessing of knowledge, he called it Ijab. It had nothing to do with a scarf. It had nothing to do with a rag on your head or wrapped around your head. He said, that's the Arabs can't comprehend. He said, but if you learn this with nothing in that vase, meaning you have no knowledge, you get it, you learned it. And when you learn it, you teach it. And this is what you did. He said, it has nothing to do with a rag or a scarf or material. Allah don't need man's material. And I said, boy, God, you're right. Allah needs nothing from this creation. And we're so physical. They made us physical to put us in slavery. So when you learn the Arabira, I said, I submit to your knowledge, but I just want to know. He said, has nothing whatsoever. But this is Satan, how he tricked us and put us in the physical. I said, my God, I just wanted to know because I was told that I'm hurting the sisters. He said, you think Allah is talking to one human being? He said, Miraj, you think Allah is talking to a group of people? You think Allah is talking to just a woman? The hijab is the man too. Is he walking around with all that on his head? Allah's great creation is to all man and woman. He don't separate them. They're one soul. Whatever you put on your head is your common sense. Thank you. That's what I've been teaching. I ain't put the words in his mouth, but he was taught by the one who taught me. And it's very difficult. Well, I said, if you get out of that physical, you'll grow in the world. You cannot dominate nobody. We have no right to do it. Imam Wallace Steve Muhammad told me distinctly, he said, I'm a teacher, but I'm also a follower. That was profound. He's also a follower. Who is he following? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He knew it. He knew it. And that's what he taught. He taught us the Holy Quran. And so therefore, don't fault me. Don't fault me that you didn't get it. What you all need to do is go read it for yourself and go find people that have a love for us. Imam said there are some good brothers in the East that will help you, but you don't never get to them. Satan sends a block, and you get stuck with that individual that puts you right back into slavery. Nothing in the Quran is physical. So when you give Allah something physical, then you mean you don't believe in what God says. It's always the unseen. If you take what God says and use it as the unseen and nothing what man be, Allah needs nothing whatsoever from this creation. When he teaches us the unseen. Try to figure out how that sperm and that water and that blood became a child. Now you study it. Try to find out why the moon and the stars and the sun was created. For what? Other than the physical eye. The physical eye has nothing to do with the Holy Quran. Allah didn't say the Holy Quran is your eyes. Allah didn't say the Holy Quran is your head. Allah didn't say the Holy Quran is your flesh. Allah says the Holy Quran is your nature. You can't see your nature. So, brothers and sisters, you better study your nature and you will be able to get this. Because when you get upset because of stupidity, and that's what it is stupidity, because the teacher can't teach you if you come in the classroom with your old understanding of someone else because it's not yours. Tell it's not ours. Because why? We never knew this. We never got it. And who did we get it from? Everybody that wanted to keep us in slavery. Why, what they doing, Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, and I'll say it on national TV, Amen. Wallace D. Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Arabs in Saudi Arabia, which was Mecca, they changed the name, is not doing what they're supposed to do. You ready for this? I said, what, brother, man? You are not supposed to keep the human being from Hajj. Wow. Hajj is for all humanity. Jews, Christians, Hindus, atheists, if they want to make Hajj, they're supposed to make Hajj. But no, man came in. Man came in and made them think that they are so superior. And today, you got men around the world saying something is wrong with Saudi Arabia. War on Muslim countries that they can't dictate to. Hey, this is the truth. This is the truth. So it's not physical because you live in that country. Well, let me give you one more. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grew up in Saudi Arabia. They tried to kill him. He had to flee. Who did he live with? Christians, who most of y'all don't like. Loved them for 10 years, not one, two, three, 10, a decade, 10 years. And the brother asked them to build a masjid on the land. And he said he wouldn't build a masjid because his followers would left him and come with him. He was not going to do it to a man that he loved. But when he took over Mecca and they accepted him as the prophet, where did he live? In Medina. That alone teaches us that God's earth is spacious. If it was such a holy city, why did he live in Medina? Why did he go back to Saudi Arabia to tell us, don't you make Saudi Arabia some holy place? Got nothing to do, nothing whatsoever to do with the people there, but it does have something to do that our father Adam sinned it right there. And that water called Jam-Jam that comes up and is still up and is still springing, what man, what king, what royal family created that? They can't even stop the water. They got enough water coming out of there, they can probably get water to all the countries in the world. And it will not stop. That's Allah. Allah don't need nothing from me. So when I teach what I've been taught. And the reason why most of them can't figure it out, because most of them don't have a clue. They don't have a clue what I know. I'm not here trying to be better than nobody. Why would I want to be better than somebody? No, I want you to be better. I want you to know. There's a word called fissa. F-I-S-Q. Fissa. That's an Arabic word. And the brother said, well, what did that word mean? What's the meaning of that word? The meaning of the word is, if somebody is talking about your brother, then what you supposed to do? You come back and tell your brother. They said this about you. They said that about you. And Allah says, if you tell them, ask the brother, what did you do? And the brother says, well, I didn't do anything. You a fissa, meaning it's a sin that you didn't protect your own brother, your own sister. Now, suppose a brother said, I did. You can't say that about him. You know what that brother did? You know what that sister did so good? Then why? What is he called then? Fissa. So in our laws, Arabic word got two meanings, good and bad. They say it all the time. Don't even know what the word means. Kafa. He's a kafa. Well, what is a kafa? Kafa is one that know and do wrong. Well, let me give you an example. You didn't really marry sister so-and-so, but she got to at least wait 3 months. You don't wait 3 months. You want to marry her now. Well, I told you, brother, the sister got 2 more months to go. But the sex was good. You love being with her. So you ignore me. You're a kafa. But suppose you go back and tell that sister, okay, you got 2 more months. May Allah forgive me. You can't talk to me. I'll talk to you later when your time is up. What do you call this? A kafa. Oh, wait a minute. You just call that brother a kafa. That's a kafa in a bad way. You a kafa in a good way. You see how Allah's language is different than this language of man. So Allah says that he have to give you a hijab. The hijab means cover your shame, your parts, your private parts, but not physical, the shame of your morals, the same shame of your unintelligence, your shame of your ignorance, your selfishness, your evil, shame. Allah says cover. Put a hijab on it. Got nothing to do with anything physical. These brothers are hiding. Don't want you to know. We're living in fear. It was a Cold War. When the Cold War began, we was in fear. Our mothers and fathers in fear. Someone picked up that phone and declared war, a major war. We lived in fear. We lived in a country, but we won. We no more. We in fear no more. We was okay. Today we are in secret meetings in our community. Today we're not transparent. Today we are cheating and conning and stealing money from the community. Today we got only 10, 12 people. Today we're begging there, begging there. We become beggars. Allah says in the Quran that beggars will have no faith in the hereafter. You don't have to beg righteous people. You beg a poor man, he don't have it. Did you find him a job? Did you create a job for him? You don't have to teach us that. It's in our nature. Zakat is in our nature. But how are you going to give blood from a rock? Can't get blood from a rock. But in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s, we had a secret too, secret meetings. Our mothers and fathers was teaching what? The religion. Our children were learning what? This is the religion. That's the secret we had. Today's secret is how you can rip us off. Today's secret, I got one that's going to really scare you. They want to have a meeting. Nobody knows, but here on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent, the Sahara law. The law, what they know about law, they don't even know how to be honest. They don't know how to lead. But the Sahari law is something that they don't have knowledge of. So what are we meeting under Imam Warithin Muhammad? How in the world can he talk about something is they've been fighting all over this country? How is it that someone is not even transparent is going to hold a conversation about it. You see, they're so selfish in their heart. If you're going to have anything that man Wallace D. Muhammad, you should pick up the phone and fly Imam Darnell Kareem, who learned with the Imam, studied with the Imam. They don't want to call him, man, because he's going to come in and tell you just what the Imam going to say. The Sharia law. Sharia law is a law, but how are you going to go to the Sharia law and you don't have the law of morals? You don't have the law of transparency. You don't have the law of honesty and integrity and moral decency. You don't have the law to understand you're not in charge. The community is in charge. But you've got little cliques that got everything. Let me tell you this, brothers and sisters. This becomes dangerous. It is dangerous that a group of men that has not, they got away from Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because if they did not, why is they going against the Ummah? The Ummah knows nothing. Why they come out Saturday and say Friday, the Sharia law is going to be discussed. They won't let you know it. But they send it through texts and emails and Twitter, and who's coming? Nobody knows, and then you tell them where they're going. Why would you have a law that large in the smallest masjid in Jersey? Hawk. That's where they say Hawk, so now you know. But they won't call no one smarter than them because they want you to think that they're so intelligent. And Allah is showing that they are not intelligent at all. Everybody's billing but your imams. And they talking about it. Not just the brothers in El-Islam. The Muslims are being bombarded by people saying, what in the world is going on? They've taken money, misappropriating money. And I heard, and I'm going to say it, I heard Warris went to the brothers that losing the masjid. And he was willing to buy it. He said he'll buy it. And he got enough money. That's under his name and probably his wife's name or two people that he rules. It's not in the community's name. But he want to be in power. That's why they didn't get the money. Now, if we was together, how could he not save that? Well, it's because he wants to dominate, and the brothers who still there wants to dominate. Hell, they all need to get out the way because it's not his money. It's the Ummah's money, and there's not a Muslim on this planet in Jersey that would not take the Ummah's money and save that building and regenerate it. And get all them people that's wannabes in the way, the hell out the way. Because we are selfish, and that's how Satan works. Because we are selfish, they ain't going to save that building. Matter of fact, they don't want to feed you no more. Matter of fact, they don't want to feed the needy no more. Matter of fact, they jumped up during the same brother, Ad Hoc, jumped up and said, we got plenty of money at the Eid prayer. Plenty, he said, at the Eid prayer. Not Eid. I don't like that word. Eve, as the man was Muhammad teach us. It's Eve, like your mother, Eve, Eve. Eve, he said, we got plenty of money, but I ain't going to tell you how much because I might make a mistake. I need a snackle. He might make a mistake. This is crazy. This is really insane. So I'm going to leave you with this. Read that Holy Quran and get all that kindergarten stuff out your mind about Allah talking about the shoes, the clothes, the headpiece, how you should have your pants up high and the boots and the dress. All of that is man. So I reiterate, it's not Allah. Because nothing physical you can give to Allah. Nothing. You see that physical earth came from God's earth. And where did that physical earth go? It goes back into the earth. It don't live no more on this planet. It goes back into the earth. So it's dead earth. It was dead before he made it alive. But you, that he breathes some of his spirit in your nature, it does not die. Ever. Ever. You evolve. You don't die. You evolve. And you will go to the final day of judgment because you will be charged for all that stuff y'all doing out there. You will be charged. You better look into yourself. You forget them clothes. You better look into your heart and see if your heart is pure. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't care nothing about them clothing. Nothing whatsoever. He don't even care about you sinning if you come to him and beg him for forgiveness. I created you and gave you permission to sin. But come to me and I will forgive you. It's nothing physical. Nothing physical. Now, you're not going to be able to see Allah, but act like you see him. But no, you can't see him, but he can see you. Where is he? Closer to you than your jugular vein. Cut it. Cut your jugular vein if you don't think it's important. That's Allah. So that's the best way I can tell you, brothers and sisters, listening to me. When you bring me that physical, I know you don't have it. Because you make it physical. It has nothing to do with anything being physical. I can be on the phone for, matter of fact, I believe tomorrow that's what I'm going to teach. All this physical stuff. All this physical stuff that y'all talking about. The Red Sea. They got the Christians all messed up. Talking about the parting of the water. The mention of the Old Testament. The crossing of the Red Sea. Jonah's River, come on. It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. I don't want to get upset. But I ain't upset with me. And no, I'm not upset with you. I am upset with Satan that got you tricked. But you call New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. When I speak on Blog Talk Radio, you're going to hear the real deal. And I give credit where credit is due. I'm a student of Imam Waruddin Muhammad. And this is the way I teach us. And when I give Juma, they don't let me out the door. Because why? They didn't hear this. They don't understand it. But I give them credit because it will touch your nature. Your intellectual mind is confused. You see, brothers and sisters, when you got clothes on, and you can have all them clothes you want, but when you come in that hospital, they can't take your clothes off by one. They have to cut it. Now, those clothes can be worth a great deal of money. They ain't interested in that. You're a human being. And they cut private parts are showing, and those breasts are showing, and that butt is showing, and you got some fool talking about cover and say, would you get out of my way? This woman is dying. This human being is dying. Now, Allah gave me a gift to know how we got to put her back together, or him. And don't worry about no clothes. They got to do God's will. If this wasn't America, you go in that coffin butt naked. You go in that earth the way you came in with nothing, and you go out with nothing. How are you going to give God's creation to God? Can't do it. And that's why everybody running around here trying to show I'm different. No, you ain't no different. Is your heart different? That's what Allah judges. He don't judge you by what you wear. You can do all that wearing and praying and Allahu Akbar and the dickering. It doesn't mean nothing if your heart ain't pure. See, that's the difference. Allah judges your heart, not even your words. Not even your words. He don't judge that. Words is good for the next man, next female, next male. But it don't mean nothing if Allah said your heart ain't right. You can't fool Allah. You can dress up and think you fooling someone. You ain't fooling Allah. If I say anything to hurt anybody, because I love you. And I love you more than you love me. And don't have to love me. Just love what I love. You love Allah, love me. Don't love me, love Allah. I love Allah. You love Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love Muhammad the Prophet. I love Muhammad the Prophet. You love your mother, I love your mother. You love your father, I love your father. You love your sibling, I love your sibling. You love your community, I love your community. Love what I love. You don't have to love me. Take my picture, spit on it. It don't mean nothing to me. That don't bother me. I only give back what God gave me. And it came to me in an ejab. No one could steal it from me. There's a lot of men around me don't have this. There's some great men who was around me. Didn't do what I did. Allah sent it to me. So I'm saying it now. It was covered. Why? Because my morals was covered. Why Allah tried me. I earned it. I sacrificed. And far as females concerned, I never judge them by their clothing. How good how they raise my babies. How they instill in my children. While Allah will bless them, big dad babies say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Them babies raise schools and men and women and children and other people's children. Them women did a wonderful job. And they maintain a man that went to the world, and as I'm doing right now, and kept his sanity. So Allah will reward them. Yes, he will. He will reward them. So we can't judge other people because you don't have the scale. Judge yourself. That's what you all should worry about, yourself. Because if you don't, you'll be in a hellfire and asking Allah, as Allah says, send me back, Lord. Send me back. And that's another thing Imam told me. You read in the Quran, Allah don't allow you to say, my Lord. Go read it in Arabic. He ain't your Lord. He's the Lord of all the world. He's everybody's Lord. So you should never say, my Lord. That's man's word. That ain't Allah's word. The Lord of all the world. Everything in the heavens and the earth and everything between. He needs nothing from his creation. That's why we say the Lord of all the worlds is not my Lord. My Lord this, my Lord that. My Lord this, my Lord that. I didn't know the Quran. My nothing. He's not singular. That's what happened with the Jews. The Jews, we want to follow the Jews, then turn to Jerusalem. They know better. They call that God's city. Hey, God, that little city is God's. Allah said, Muhammad, turn towards the sacred house. Because he would turn us towards Jerusalem, but it bothered his soul. And Allah says, turn towards Jerusalem. But he had to find out for himself. Turn away from Jerusalem and turn to the sacred mosque, the Kaaba. And we thought it was Saudi Arabia. Well, it wasn't called Saudi Arabia. It was named after a female, Beth. Now I don't have time to teach that. That's why they call it Mecca. Mecca. It's Beth. They call it Mecca. And then change it to Saudi Arabia. That's man. That's not Allah. But that woman was a beautiful woman because her name meant blessing. Okay, now let me go any further. Thank you for listening. If I, once again, I reiterate, if I say anything to hurt you, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. That's not my intention. But if I said anything incorrect, well, I make mistakes. I'm human. We all do. And I may split a few words because I study the language, just like I study God's language. And God's language helped me to define in our language what he means, inshallah. I greet you from Adam, our father, our biological father, to Abraham, the father of all nations and the intellectual mind. He found this on his own. He searched for God on his own. And he thought he was physical too. When he saw the sun, he said, that's God, but it's set. He said, it can't be God. He saw the moon, it's set. He said, that can't be God. God doesn't set. He saw the stars, it's set. It was rising. He thought it was God. And then he bowed down and sighed and said, oh, Allah, forgive me that I worship the sun, the moon, the star, or clothing. Yeah, I threw that one in. I worship the one who created the sun, the moon, and stars. Yeah, he created the material too. Through who? Man. He gave man that gift to be able to create. You can't do nothing without Allah. So that's why he's called the Father of Nations, the Father of all human beings. To our brother Jesus, Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. That's why Imam said Christ is in us, is in him. He's a Muslim. We are Muslim, so Christ is in us. Means Muslim. They say Christ. So Allah gives him a blessing for saying Christ. But they don't know what they're talking about when they say Christ is in us. They're saying, yes, Muslim is in you. It's in your nature. You can't get away from that. That doesn't die. It evolves. May the peace and blessings be upon him. To Muhammad, the seal of the prophet. He's the seal of the prophet for two reasons. One is he never got out of his nature. You got out of your nature. I got out of my nature. So Allah chose him to be the slave servant to him and the prophet to us. The other one is he was taught by God. We wasn't. Alhamdulillah. So we follow the usra of the prophet so we can be taught. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon the prophet, his descendants, and his companions. With the Arab language of assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Tomorrow I shall return, inshallah. We had Mark Paul, who passed away. His wife just passed away today. She will be a janazah there at Masjid Ali K. Muslim. And I assume it's at 10. Get your internet or your emails and you will find what time it will be. But it's tomorrow, the janazah. Those are long, long MGT and FOI. He was a school teacher, and he died about 6 years ago, if I believe, maybe seven. But she just passed away today, so she's like the cornerstone of Noor and of Temple Number 25, and they both followed the Imam Wardeen Muhammad. Same place where Dr. Abdullah Salam and came through, so earlier brothers and sisters are passing away. May Allah separate her faults from her goodness as thou separate the east from the west. and grant her Jannah, paradise, inshallah. Tomorrow at 7 to 9, I will be back with a new topic. What comes to my mind is to teach you the words that you read in the Holy Quran that doesn't mean what you think it means. All I can tell you to be safe is get those fairy tales out your head and think that Adam and Eve, and thinking that there are types, they're in your system, it's in your blood, that Moses and his brother Aaron, and get that out your head, and Lot and his wife turned in a pit of salt. Yeah, get that out your head. And Jesus was nailed to the cross. Allah said he wasn't crucified not. They crucify him not. So what is all this? And Mary having a baby without the aid of a man. You have to study all this. Daughter, comprehend it. Oh, you believe in it like I did for years until Allah, man told me, now go back and read the Quran and you'll find out Allah talking directly to you. Oh, he's talking through your clothes? No. He's not even talking to your conscience because you're confused. But he's talking to your nature. That's not confused. That's God's creation. And he's in the nature is centered to the subconscious mind, subconscious. Because that's clean. That's why you can pray. That's your subconscious making you pray. Because the conscience got you sick, you're weak, you know, but that subconscious will stand up in the soul and stand up in the spirit and stand up in the al-fitra. That subconscious will stand up in your taqwa and allow you to be obedient to Allah, your subconscious. Once again, thank you for listening. May Allah be with you. Peace be unto you.